When you have nothing to lose, you have everything to gain. Simple as that. The church is on the bottom of the bottom. People don't even know where we're located. Now it's time to shine the light of Jesus into the faces of people. Now's the time to tell everybody it's all about Jesus. It's all about mercy. It's all about forgiveness. It's all about repentance. It's all about His love. Well, what if they stone you? Well, they will stone me one day. I believe that. Oh, yeah, there'll be a day they'll come stone me or kill me. I really believe that. I'm not paranoid. Hello? You just need to start looking at what's happening. You do not have to be a prophet to know that you can be anything in the world but a Christian or a Jew. I can be a Muslim, and they will say about me, his religion is the religion of peace. When in reality, look what they did to the Twin Towers, and in reality it comes from their book, which is not a holy book. And who will speak those words of truth? I don't want to hurt Muslim people, believe me. I just want them converted. I don't want to hurt Catholic people. I just want us converted. I don't want to hurt Protestant or Orthodox people. I just want them converted. That's all I want. And there is no conversion without the proclamation of Jesus and the proclamation of His love and the proclamation of His cross and the proclamation that He's wonderful and He's doing so many things in our midst. What's Jesus doing in your midst? My God, He's still on the throne. He is and answers prayer. He's not like Rip Van Winkle taken asleep. What's Jesus doing in your midst? Well, I want to see the sick healed. I want to see the sick. I want to see operations canceled. I want to see conversions. I want to see what God knows how to do. When we had the Cynical Prayer Group, they'd come in week after week. Atheists were converted. People were healed. Young people come to the church and to Christ and becoming missionaries. What's happening now? Come on, let's be true. My mother always said it. Tell the truth and shame the devil. What's happening now? Not much. This place should be filled. And not because I'm here, but because Jesus is being extolled today. Where are the young people? 20 years from today, unless you get young people, there's going to be nobody here. You don't have to be a prophet to know that. Where are the young people? They're lost. Starting with my generation. Lost. Three generations of lost people, starting with my generation, lost. What have we done to go catch them? We've gazed at our navels, thinking more about getting us healed than proclaiming Him as Lord. Really true. We've become spiritually introverted. You say, you don't know my problems, honey. You don't know mine either. We've all got our own batch. And some days I want to say to the Lord, I want to chuck it for a Snickers bar. But I have no place else to go. I'm stuck. I'm totally stuck. Where am I going? Go sell pencils on the common? And if I do, I'll be preaching Jesus anyway. I know it. I once, got involved with the Yellow Page telephone books. When I was between jobs, between teaching and going into the seminary, I didn't know where I was going. God knew. And you know what? I went to sell these, bring Yellow Page telephone books to people. I was told I could make a lot of money. At the end of a week or 3 days, I think I made $7.42. Every time I would meet people, I talked to them about Jesus. I wasted more money on gasoline than I did get money. I got nothing back. So what am I going to do? Like, come on. What can I do? Oh, I could do something. But when Jesus is your life, what are you going to do? You've got to do what he calls you to do. And you've got to speak. You've got to pray. You've got to be in the presence of people. You've got to keep on revealing this wonderful Jesus, his wonderful cross, his wonderful death, his wonderful resurrection. Lead people into this mystery of salvation so that they too will know for themselves. What else can we do? But you see, that's not my job alone. That's your vocation as Catholic Christians. When's the last time you led someone to Jesus? When's the last time you led someone to Jesus? When you've got good news, honey, you've got to share it. You just can't keep it to yourself. As the old black spiritual song said, I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. But I couldn't keep it to myself. But I couldn't keep it to myself. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. What the Lord has done for me. You ought to been there. You ought to been there when he saved my soul. When he saved my soul. That Sunday morning, that Sunday morning, when they put my name on the scroll. Started stamping, started snapping, started jumping, started singing what the Lord has done for me. When's the last time you led someone to Jesus? Hey, listen, it's very simple. I learned it from Sister Devota Marie in grade 2. I didn't even go to parochial school. Jesus said, I stand in at the door of your heart and I'm knocking. If anyone would ask me to come in, I would come in and have supper with them and dine with them. Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I need you. Save me. I believe you died and rose from the dead. Then you'd be still and pray for the Holy Ghost to come. It's that simple. But who's going to tie the bell around the cat's neck? That's the question. That's the question. Who's going to have Jesus parties? That's the question. Who's going to start the ball rolling again saying, here I am, I come to do thy will. I don't know what I'm doing, but you know what? I'm doing it anyway. If you think I know what I'm doing, you're nuts. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just preaching my heart out. If you think I have an idea who God's going to touch today, you're crazy. I'm just the sower, sowing seeds. That's all I'm doing. I'm throwing the seeds. Maybe one seed will land on the rocky soil and break the rocks. When people say, what's your 5-year plan? I laugh in their face. I don't even know my plan for today. Everything is subject to change. Oh, yes, I've got to have some pins in order. But I have no idea. God might have something different. And I just have to get into it. How many times have I got into trouble just because I followed God? I had no idea I was going to ask someone who was going into the seminary to come and live with me for a year many years ago. I had no idea, but it just came out of my mouth. And when it comes out of your mouth, you can't recall it. He's now in the seminary. See, I don't know what God's going to do. But I do know the last verse of St. John in the 21st chapter. I know what it says. It says there are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world could not contain them. That's what it says. There are many more things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world could not contain them. Which means that Jesus is constantly doing something for the people who put themselves at his disposal. What's Jesus doing in your life? Come on. Or are you like Snow White? Someday my prince will come. You're sleeping in your coffin with the seven dodos right around you. That's true. I think the image for the church today is Snow White in her coffin. Oh, yeah! Singing, someday my prince will come. And we have seven mourners around her saying, I'm sleepy. I'm dopey. What is the globe going to say today? I'm happy. Everything's fine. Business as usual. What does Snow White need? A kiss on the lips from the prince. What does the church need? A kiss on the lips from the Prince of Peace. We don't need the seven dodos hanging around mourning for this woman that's into a deep slumber. We need to say, come, Lord Jesus. If you don't come, the Titanic's going to sink. You've got to do something. Oh, God, your people are perishing for lack of vision. Oh, come. Come with your spirit, with the mighty wind. Come. Amen. Come and take us up. And kiss us on the mouth and say, I've loved you with an everlasting love. Come and kiss our sins away and let us know you hold nothing against us. Come and make us again the light of the world, salt of the earth. Jesus hasn't changed. We don't need seven dodos around the coffin saying, didn't we have a good time in the 70s? Wasn't God moving great then? God was doing good things. What about now? I don't care about the 70s. I care about now. He's not changed. Many more things that Jesus did, were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not contain them. For people who want Jesus to do things, he does things. They don't have to be Catholics. I'm telling you, Jesus doesn't have to use the Catholic Church. Though we're the fullness of the faith. Just the way he passed over the Jews, he can pass over us. That doesn't mean the church will die. But I'm telling you, the church is bigger than the church in Springfield and the church in Boston and the church in Worcester and the church in Pennsylvania. It's bigger. It's one holy Catholic and apostolic church. It's in the Middle East. It's in the Middle East. There are people on islands like in Indonesia that are giving their life for Jesus Christ that are Catholics every day. The church is much bigger than the West, than Canada, than Massachusetts, than the United States. God will not forsake his church, but don't you dare equate the United States of America with the Church of Jesus Christ. We're just one segment. Believe me. And you know what God does to arrogant people? He humbles us. We think we're the answer, as Mr. Kennedy would say, the answer to the world's problems. I'm telling you, honey, Jesus is the answer, and faith is the key. Okay, let's wrap up. Let's wrap up. When you've got good news, you want to tell it. When you've got good news, you want to tell the world about the good news. You don't want to keep it to yourself. But do we have good news anymore? What's he doing? If Jesus is not doing anything, it's not Jesus' fault, honey. It's yours. With all your problems, you know, and all my problems, it's time to get out of ourself again and stop thinking about ourself. It's time to start praying and thinking about other people, the people that are lost. That's what it's time to do. It's time to forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship him. That's what time it is. It's time to get out of the rut that we're in. But you can't get out of the rut unless you know you're in one. Believe me, you can't get out of the rut unless you know you're in one. And if everything seems normal, and I'm looking at this place, and I don't see young people for the most part, I see a few, I'm saying there's something rotten in Denmark. It's not only here, it's every place. But that means, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. In the power of the Holy Spirit, not with picks and shovels. In the power of the Holy Spirit. So, what do we want to do? I want to make your name known, Jesus, to one person today. Oh, yes, one person today. So, I meet somebody in the Stop and Shop Cathedral. There's the person. They start telling me their problems. Okay, we're going to pray. While I'm getting my hamburg chopped up. Stop and Shop Cathedral. Or in the Walmart. What's it called? I call it Walmart Basilica. In the toilet paper aisle. Oh, yeah. That's how we started our healing services on Saturday night, in the toilet paper aisle. Because I was praying for somebody who needed prayer, who had cancer. And now we pray for everybody after the 5:30 Mass. It all happened in the toilet paper aisle. Or at Father Power's grave, when one day I just felt compelled to drive to the grave and to pray for a minute. I've got no time to be praying for hours at a grave. Just a minute. And somebody's there and says, I know your voice. I said, oh, do you? She says, I called your rectory just yesterday looking for you. I said, well, I had no idea I was coming here. She said, neither did I. The Lord told me to come here. And I said, well, that's what he said to me too. And I said to Tamaru, this is a divine setup. Right. And I get a call from her on my answering machine. Father Tom, this is Jerry from the cemetery. My liver scan is so much better. The doctors don't know why, but I do. Listen, you've got to go beyond the gateways of the church, beyond the sanctuary. People won't go to church, but they'll come to your house and have a Jesus party. But you see, you got to do it. You don't have to do anything, honey. But when you start doing it, then you start seeing Jesus start healing people. Jesus start canceling operations. Jesus starts blessing people. Faith comes into people's family that are shipwrecked. You see, it takes a sacrifice in order for God to do anything. The sacrifice is Jesus, but how sacrificial are his people? You know what the sacrifice is? I'll tell you what the sacrifice is. Sacrifice is a sacrifice of praise, but that sacrifice has to be burned to be a pleasing offering. Are you a sacrificial offering ready to be burned in the presence of God as an oblation? Oh, we would have converted the world in the year 500 if we didn't get into politics. But honey, I can't look back and say we would have, because you know, the only ones I've got in front of me are you. So I'm throwing the ball to you. You do what you want with the ball. It's my responsibility to throw it and to catch it myself. It's your responsibility to pick it up and do something. But before you do, you ask the Lord, how, when, where, who, what? But don't wait too long. You know, we got these charismatic discerners. I'm discerning. I'm reviewing the situation. Step out in faith, for heaven's sake. Put yourself on a limb. Put your head on the chopping block. Start revealing Jesus to the world, one at a time. Jesus' parties, he's wonderful. He'll change you. He loves you. You got nobody else? Well, we'll love you. We're going to care for you. We're going to pray for you. We won't be your Savior, but we're going to pray for you. We're going to care for you. We're going to lead you to Jesus. He's going to help you. Do you know what kind of life that brings to people when they're in the middle of quicksand? He's going to help you. Honest, he's going to help you. He's Jesus. He's faithful. He's wonderful. He's going to help you. I know he is. But it's been so long. I know it stinks, but he's going to help you anyway. He's the God of the 11th hour, the 59th minute, 59th second, and 3/4. He's coming. We're going to just praise him today. Hallelujah! Lord, you've got to do something for this woman! Oh, I praise God like that with people. One day I was walking into a church. They said, this woman with 4 kids dying in the hospital. And here I'm going down the middle aisle. Lord, you don't need her in heaven! Her 4 kids need her! She got healed. Lay a man said, do you remember? Do you remember I stopped you? I said, I don't remember. He said, yeah, I told you about this woman. She was sick in the hospital dying, and she had all these kids. And he said, you start hollering as you're walking down. I said, oh, I remember that. What does that mean? It means I have empathy for those kids. It means I'm a human being, never mind a Christian. It means I know someone that's got authority. His name is?
Jesus.
We just have to use the authority. It means that he's the same yesterday, today, and?
Forever.
That means he should be doing things in your life. Hallelujah. 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 That means, were we to write them all down, all the books in the world could not contain them. That's good news. I tell you, people start coming to your services when they start getting healed, when they start getting delivered, when they start getting happy. The best news is not the radio. The best news is people tell other people. I can always tell the pulse of a prayer group by the people that are coming or aren't coming. When we reach that Dead Sea and we just keep on flowing into that Dead Sea and there's no outlet, you got stagnant water. But when Jesus starts moving, hallelujah, the world starts taking notice, people start coming again. I'm going to tell you, God's people will not be fooled. They know where God is doing something. And if it's not in the Catholic Church, they'll go to a Pentecostal church. Honest. That means they'll leave the Eucharist. And that's sad. But that's our fault. It's not their fault. They're just sheep. We're too busy with leadership and who's going to lead the prayer meeting. And I don't put chairs up. I'm a prayer leader. Get over it. Get over it. Jesus washed feet on the night before he died. He's the Lord. See, that's why he's so wonderful. You are so beautiful, my Lord. Sing it. You are so beautiful, my Lord. Just stand up. You are so beautiful, my Lord. You are so beautiful, my Lord. One more time. You are so beautiful, my Lord.